Hello everyone. Some big news hit our desks this week. Microsoft has cut a whopping 10,000 jobs. Lyft isn't running far behind. They're cutting back 13% of their staff in a bid to save costs. Remember how Meta let go 11,000 employees last November? Well, they weren't done. Another 10,000 said their goodbyes in March 2023. Amazon's been busy too, with a series of layoffs, 10,000 in November 2022, 8,000 in January 2023, and another 9,000 in March 2023. Even Accenture's feeling the pinch, saying goodbye to about 19,000 of their folks this year. Elon Musk also went big, telling the BBC that he's reduced the Twitter team by about 80%. The past decade saw tech companies throwing money and perks around like confetti, all to grab and keep talent in the super competitive industry. The pandemic only pushed them to give more because, let's face it, tech became our lifeline. But after a pretty rough 2022, the big tech giants are losing workers left, right, and center. Stock values are down, growth is minimal, and high inflation's giving executives a real headache. Even companies that were on a hiring spree not so long ago, like Netflix or Coinbase, are now handing out pink slips. And it doesn't stop there. Uber, Snap, Oracle, Shopify, Apple, they're all hitting the brakes. A lot of tech business owners have to say, when others retreat, you advance. Well, we'll find that out as we move ahead. Stay with me. All right, that's quite the roller coaster in the tech world, isn't it? All these numbers and layoffs, it can get quite grim when you stack them up like that. And you might be wondering, what's going on? Why are all these tech giants trimming down their teams? Hey, I'm asking the same question, eh? You see, my friends, this isn't just a one-off situation where a few companies are hitting a rough patch. There's a bigger picture to consider. A cascade of events that's stacking up the tech industry. And not in the fun way. But hey, we're all in this together, navigating through these chaotic times, trying to make sense of what's unfolding before our eyes. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing today. We'll sift through the noise, dig a little deeper, and figure out the why behind all these massive layoffs and slowdowns in hiring. These big shiny tech companies we've seen as almost unshakable for the past decade, well, they're shaking now. And it makes you ponder, doesn't it? Think what led us here. How did we just go from explosive growth, hefty salaries, and jaw-dropping perks to this massive layoffs and halted hiring? We've got a few suspects in our lineup. An economic downturn and the relentless march of AI technology, just to name a couple. So let's pull off our detective hats, dive deep into the nitty-gritty and unravel the mystery behind the tech world's sudden tumble, shall we? Because understanding these moving parts isn't just for analysts or the executives, it's for all of us, the employees, the leaders, the customers, and hey, even us casual observers. It's our world too, and it's changing fast. All right, friends, let's dive into what I'd like to call the tricky trio of our economy. Economic downturn, inflation, and high interest rates. So here's the scoop. The economic scene has been, well, a bit moody lately. Remember that chatter we heard around July 2022 about economies slowing down? Yes, they were like teenagers refusing to get out of bed for school. By the end of 2022, Australia's growth rate were more like a car running on its last bit of gas, just chugging along, slower than ever. DoubleClick forecasts pegged the economic growth at a mere 1.2%. Now, just to give you a sense of how significant that is, we haven't seen a number this low in over 3 decades. Now, while we were nibbling on our popcorn and watching these number games, the two monsters, high inflation and weak demand, were wrecking havoc. Think about it like this. You go to your favorite store and bam, everything's pricier. That's inflation for you. And here's the zinger. Despite the best efforts of policymakers and central banks to control it, inflation in the US in 2022 was the highest it's been in 40 years. Australia wasn't having a beach party either, with inflation soaring like a kangaroo, the highest since the 90s. It's like waking up and finding out your morning coffee costs double. Not fun, right? Then we have the interest rates drama. Imagine our banks acting like DJs, turning up the interest rate dials way too high. In the US, they went on this interest raising spree, while Australia as well faced back-to-back rate hikes. The goal? Tame that wild inflation. But here's where things get messy. Imagine you're hosting this big party. You've budgeted for food, drinks, and entertainment. Everything's going smoothly until suddenly the prices for everything shoot up. The pizzas are more costly, the drinks are pricier, and the band you hired wants more money. What is this sudden spike in prices? That's businesses dealing the punches of inflation. Now, just when you're trying to handle these skyrocketing costs, imagine your buddy, the one promised to cover half the expenses, suddenly ghosts you. Can you relate this feeling of panic and betrayal? That's exactly how businesses felt when the usual funding sources started to vanish. And the impact of the Silicon Valley Bank fiasco in March 2023 only deepened that mistrust and uncertainty. After such a double whammy, businesses were left with some really hard decisions. The resources they depended on, both in terms of money and materials they needed, became scarcer and more expensive. In all this chaos, businesses were like ships in stormy seas. They had to drop some cargo to stay afloat, and unfortunately that meant letting some of their crew, the workers, go. Folks, buckle up. We're diving into our second major plot twist in this tech saga, investor pressure. Ever feel the weight of someone's expectations? Multiply that by a billion. That's Billy with a B. And you'll get a sense of what these tech giants are feeling. Remember those good old days when the economy was jamming and the tech companies were the rock stars? Investors were like those ultimate fans throwing money at them left, right, and center. A 20-30% growth rate? Profits? Who cares? We're in this for the big finale. But here's where the track changes. With the stellar growth fading like a song's echo, the tech giants still paying hefty salaries and paying for those fancy coffee machines, air conditioners. I'm talking about techies particularly who reverted from the remote first approach entirely. Investors are now turning into critics. Like Simon Cowell on America's Got Talent. They're no longer all smiles. Instead, they're leaning in, squinting their eyes and asking, what's the revenue per employee, top line, bottom line, LTV of clients per team look like? Imagine hiring all of your pals during a boom, and now when the auditor, let's name him Bob, checks the book, he's like, why your team is so big? That's what's happening to the big tech. Their party got so huge during the pandemic, and now the dollars earned per guests, well, it's gone down. But here's the kicker. These companies, they aren't just sitting ducks. They're pulling moves straight out of a strategic board game. They're trimming down, sending those Morse code signals to the investors saying, look, we're responsible. We care about the future. Case in point, Google's boss, Alphabet, got a not so friendly nudge from TCF Fund Management. They were like, hey, maybe we have fewer people around the water cooler. And guess what? They weren't the only one. Meta, Microsoft, a bunch of them got similar nudges. So in this grand battle of growth versus profitability, the lines are being redrawn. And as they say, when the big trees shake, everyone feels the rustle. And now, my dear tech-savvy comrades, onto our third biggie in our story, the rise of artificial intelligence. You've probably heard the whispers, robots are taking over jobs, automation wiping out professionals. But here's the inside scoop. It's not necessarily about humans versus machines. It's more about humans with machines and the magic that can unfold when we harness AI's power correctly. Remember those friends from schools who always seemed a step ahead? They've got the latest gadgets, know the newest trends, and seem to be always in the know? That's been the story with AI for many. While some saw robots and thought job snatchers, others saw them as an opportunity. A chance to multiply productivity, enhance value, and to be frank, just make things cooler. Some early birds even combined their foresight with entrepreneurial flair and birthed a booming industry, AAA, which means AI Automation Agency. Picture firms dedicated to merging human creativity with machine efficiency, helping businesses leap into the future. But like with any revolution, not everyone caught the wave early. Many in the workforce were, let's say, fashionably late to the AI party. They overlooked the potential to use AI not as a replacement, but as a tool to amplify their skills, to offer more in less time. And as the old saying goes, adapt or perish. Those who didn't pivot, who missed out on embracing AI as a collaborative tool, faced challenges. Bear in mind, the game is not about replacing jobs, it's rather about setting up the new standard when it comes to the value output against the time input. In simple terms, the pace of advancement will be faster than we have ever seen or read in the history of humanity, and that will be the new normal. Now, let's be clear, I wasn't about knowing how to use AI, but understanding its value and integrating it into workflows. Those who mastered this dance of human-AI collaboration not only secured their roles, but also opened doors to new realms of opportunity and prosperity. And yep, some neat financial gains. But the plot twists. Some employers, seeing a majority of their teams lagging in the AI adaptability race, made a tough call to trim down. It wasn't about discarding human value, but optimizing for the new digital era. So the million-dollar question is, where do you stand in this AI revolution? Are you set to ride the wave or still figuring out which surfboard to pick? Remember, in the world of tech, it's not about the strongest, but the most adaptable who thrive. So, what does this shift in landscape mean for us? Is this a signal of an end of the tech boom? Let's put things into perspective. Yes, we've seen quite a few headlines about layoffs in the tech world, but it's important to remember that these stories often create more buzz because they involve big names that recently experienced exponential growth. It's like watching star athletes taking a step back and it grabs all the attention. Consider the pandemic. It was a digital lifeline, with technology playing a critical role. Tech companies became overnight superheroes, and the demand for their services skyrocketed. Naturally, they expanded their teams rapidly to keep up. Now, as we're gradually shifting back to the post-pandemic new normal norms, organizations are reassessing their focus for investment. The shift isn't signaling the end of the days for tech. Instead, it's a reflection of the industry thoughtfully recalibrating its path forward. Let's break it down. While it's true that some of the tech giants are streamlining their teams, it's not all about cutbacks. Many are still heavily investing in the future. Take Microsoft, for instance. They recently announced job cuts, but then turned around and invested substantially in OpenAI. It's about strategic realignment, not just downsizing. For the tech community, the current landscape can indeed feel unsettling, like navigating a ship through uncharted waters. With investors and organizations shifting their investment focus, it's not just about keeping a job, it's about evolving with the rapidly changing technology environment. At a time like this, it's of paramount importance to adapt, to embrace the nuances of Web3, deep dive into the intricacies of AI and machine learning, and immerse in the possibilities of augmented and virtual reality. For those in tech, It's like the rules of the game are being rewritten, and to stay in play, one needs to quickly learn these new rules. This transition phase is pushing tech professionals to be more agile, to continuously learn and adapt. It's not merely a job, it's a journey of constant growth and evolution, keeping pace with technologies that are reshaping the world as we know it. The challenge is daunting, but for those willing to embrace the change, the opportunities are vast and potentially transformative. As we speak, this isn't just a time of challenges. It's also ripe with opportunities. For both businesses and individuals, there are smart moves to make in this evolving tech landscape. Here are a few strategies that could really make a difference in my opinion. Embrace remote work as a competitive edge. For tech and knowledge workers, it's essential to understand that your skills are in high demand, and your preference for remote work could actually be your bargaining chip. If you're among those who prefer the work from home model, use this time to negotiate terms that align with your lifestyle choices. Remember, you live in this new normal world, companies are listening, and your desire for flexibility could be a key factor in your next career move. This is also a time for companies to realize that offering remote work can be a competitive advantage in attracting top talents around the globe. Seek meaningful engagements post layoffs. For those affected by layoffs, remember that this could be an opportunity in disguise. If you joined the tech giant seeking a vibrant, impactful role, now is the time to realign with your career aspirations. Smaller companies or startups might offer meaningful engagements you're looking for. Use the high-caliber skills acquired from your previous roles as leverage to make a significant impact in your new position. It's not just a career shift. It's a chance to rediscover your professional purpose. Understand that this is a time of opportunity for small businesses and startups. For small businesses and startups, the current scenario presents a golden opportunity to attract talent that was previously out of reach. As big tech companies downsize, a pool of highly skilled professionals becomes available. Be proactive and strategic in your hiring. Look for candidates who are not just looking for a job, but are willing to invest themselves in your vision, perhaps even preferring equity over high salaries. This is your chance to build a dream team that can propel your business forward. Focus on continuous learning and adaptability. In a rapidly evolving industry, staying relevant is key. For individuals, this means continuous learning and upskilling. Embrace the change, learn new technologies, and be adaptable. For companies, it means fostering a culture of learning and innovation. Invest in training your workforce and encourage them to adapt to new roles or technologies. This approach not only ensures that your team stays ahead of the curve, but also makes your organization resilient in the face of industry shifts. Remember, in times of change, the successful adapt quickly, embrace new opportunities, and stay true to their core values and goals. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for hanging in there as we addressed the highs and lows of the tech world. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Hit me up in the comments about how you see the current recession, the unexpected benefits of tech layoffs, the role of AI, and the future of remote work. Remember, it's all about being insightful, adaptable, and open to new paths. Keep those ears to the ground, your mind open to change, and your spirit fired up for innovation. And hey, if you found value in this episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share it with your circle. Let's spread the word and navigate this ever-evolving tech landscape together. Until next time, stay curious, stay resilient. Signing off, catch you in the next one.